Welcome to Ahead of the Curve, the Scoliosis Experience podcast, where my aim is to empower individuals with scoliosis and movement professionals alike by providing free, up-to-date information on scoliosis management and treatment. My goal is to improve the quality of life for those with scoliosis and equip movement professionals with the knowledge and skills needed to effectively support them. Hi, welcome back to Ahead of the Curve. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Teed. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to fit exercise into your day. This is a common complaint for a lot of my clients or common excuse for people to not actually get started on exercising and addressing their scoliosis. Today, I'm going to talk about four reasons why I believe this happens. And then I'm going to give you four solutions as to how you can best address some of these reasons that you are coming up with why you don't have enough time to exercise. So I think this will probably be a pretty short and sweet episode. I never know sometimes going into these episodes, but that is what I think. So today I feel like I might be having some confronting conversations with some of you who may not realize some of the things that might be preventing you from getting started, and it just might be the kick in the pants that you need to start working on yourself and getting some movement in your day. The first reason why you feel like you don't have enough time in your day to exercise, you just might not be ready to change yet, and that's okay. I had a discovery call the other day with somebody, and every solution I was coming up with for the problem that they were saying that they had, they would come up with another reason why they couldn't make that change, or another reason why things are the way that they are right now. And it's not to, you know, put this person down, but you know, it is a sign that you might not be ready to change if you constantly come up with excuses and reasons why you can't get started right now. And it's okay. In order for things to really truly be effective, you have to be ready to make some changes in your life. And if you don't feel like you're there right now, that's totally all right. And it may just take time. It may take getting injured, unfortunately, or having pain in order for you to be ready to change. A lot of times that's what it takes, and that's kind of human nature. it takes painful situations sometimes, even just in life, in order for us to change the way that we are, you know, conducting business or showing up in our relationships or our friendships. It takes something that might not be that comfortable in order for you to be ready to make that change, or you might not even see that you need to change. So that is reason number one, that you feel like you don't have enough time. Number two, you probably don't realize how much time you're wasting in your day. Think about what happens when your alarm goes off, especially if you're using your phone as your alarm. You just happen to check your email, and then 20 minutes later, you're still on your phone. Or you just open up Instagram, and 30, 40 minutes go by, and you don't even realize like what happened in that amount of time. I would like to challenge you I know that Apple does this. I don't know if other phones do this, But Apple gives you this screen time report every Sunday morning, which is super nice, that shows you how much time you are spending on your phone. And, for me, sometimes I don't really pay that much attention to that because my job is on my phone. So I'm like, of course, it's really high. But you can click and see the breakdown as to like what apps you're spending the most time on, or like how often you're picking, even just picking up your phone and looking and checking. So I'm going to give you a solution to this little problem. But I challenge you to take a look at that and see, oh wow, like I am spending 4 or 5 hours on my screen a day. Like definitely could carve out some of that time instead of being on Instagram or Facebook, whatever you're on. You could be spending that tending to your body and caring for your body. Third reason, maybe that you need some accountability, and that's okay. And I can be that way with some other things, not necessarily exercise at this point in my life. But I will say that exercise is a lot more fun if you have a buddy or if you are in a group program type of thing. In grad school, one of my best friends, Anna, and I, we would exercise together. We hired a personal trainer, and we would go, and every afternoon we'd spend an hour getting our butts kicked, and it was so much fun. And I just felt like that time like brought us closer together. And then when we weren't working with our trainer, I think we worked with him maybe like twice a week or something like that. And then on the off days, we would meet up and we would do our own routine, or we would write down what we did together with our trainer and we would repeat it again. And we would go for walks together. Anyway, you might just need a little bit extra boost from someone else, from like more structure in order to get the results or make that commitment to have a change. And then the fourth reason I see in people is you just feel too overwhelmed. And this can be the case a lot of times with people who have done a scoliosis specific exercise program before. And maybe they had a lot of success. This happens. I hear this very often on my discovery calls. They're like, I've done Shroth, I've, done another online program, and it didn't work for me because once I was done with that program, it was way too complicated for me to continue on my own. Like just setting up for my Shroth exercises, it would take me 10, 15 minutes, and I needed like 20 prompts in order to do my exercises, and it just felt like way too overwhelming, so I didn't do it. And I have some solutions for you, so keep listening. All right, here come the solutions. My suggestion number one is to schedule your time to exercise. So let's talk about this first. You do not need 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour a day to make changes that you're looking for, changes in your pain, changes in your strength, changes in your scoliosis symmetry or pain levels. You only need 10 minutes a day. Like that is the bare minimum. Sorry, that is plenty. I shouldn't have said the bare minimum, but that is plenty to make a change. Now, I will say that 20 minutes is pretty significant or pretty good if you are trying to build strength and doing like a strength routine. That's all I do a day, and I am continuing to build my strength over time. I'm not just doing 20 minutes, you know, of legs and doing the same weight weeks and months and years. I am increasing the weights that I'm using. You won't see much of a change if you're just keeping things kind of the same as far as your strength goes. But if you're just trying to maintain, 10, 20 minutes is plenty. So with that said, making sure that you know, if you really want to make this a priority, scheduling it into your day. So let's rewind to the phone situation where your phone goes off in the morning as your alarm. You can still keep using your phone as your alarm, but I challenge you to turn off your alarm if you're a morning person and have that first 10 minutes, 20 minutes of your day dedicated to you doing your exercise routine. Other option, not using your phone as your alarm. I have a little, one of those like hatch things. I'm such a sucker for Instagram marketing and advertisements. I feel like I buy a lot of stuff from like, they're really good. They know what I'm interested in. And it's this little alarm. It literally is a half a circle shape, and it starts off by like changing colors, like a sun is rising, and then really like gentle music starts about, I'm sorry, the alarm changes colors and starts to have that sunrise about 20 minutes before your alarm is supposed to go off. And then, you know, probably like right around the time that your alarm is supposed to go off, then it has like this very gentle music. And I like to be woken up that way. I just feel like I'm less irritated than when my phone alarm goes off. That's more intrusive. and I don't have to look at my phone first thing in the morning and be tempted to open up any of those apps, email, news, Instagram, any of that. So then I can just roll out of bed and dive right into my movement routine. If you are not a morning person, you can schedule it a different time in your day. One of the things that I do with my small group coaching clients now, I wasn't always doing this, but I found that it's really important for you to have that commitment and that accountability. So after their first visit, in addition to them sending me their top three goals that are very well thought out, they also send me the time that they are committing to 5 days a week doing their exercise routine every day of those 5 days a week. And just writing that out and making that commitment to yourself and kind of to me, that makes a big difference for those people because they have that accountability as well. So that brings me to my solution number two, is joining a program or finding a buddy in order to have you have that, help you have that accountability. So with my small group, I'm going to keep coming back to this because it has been very effective for people who need that accountability, need something that is very structured for them. You know, the program is full of value, but it is not cheap. So part of that, having some skin in the game, you know, paying for a personal trainer or paying, you know, for a program like mine, it gives you an extra layer of, okay, I can't just mess around and throw my money out the window. I need to show up and really put the time and effort in to get the most value out of what I've invested in. And it works. It works to have that accountability of needing to show up on a weekly basis to the live calls, needing to then do the homework in between so that you know what's going on when you show up to the call and you're not completely lost. And then again, also, like I said earlier, it can be helpful to have a buddy as well. So maybe find an accountability partner. I've had people in my small group coaching actually find buddies, and then they meet together outside of the class once a week together, and they go through our recording again, and they just have that extra layer of accountability. So solution number three is layering on to your already made exercise routine. So if you already have some habits built up that you are really consistent with, you don't have to have an additional like super long routine that you're doing. You can fold in some of the scoliosis specific work into your strength program that you're already in. So understanding your corrections is huge. So once you understand how to weight shift and elongate, you can get double value out of whatever routine that you're already doing. It doesn't have to be super complicated and complex. It can be super, super simple. That's why I created my small group coaching, or even like my private coaching stuff that I do. It's because it doesn't have to be super complicated to be effective. You don't need a ton of props. You don't need to be super, super specific to the point that you are just, you know, getting overwhelmed and you're afraid that you're doing something wrong, and then you just don't do anything at all. So you can have wiggle room with some of the stuff. It doesn't have to be as complicated as some of these other professionals make it out to be. And you know why they make it feel really complicated? They want you to rely upon them. They want you to, you know, have to depend upon them, you know, as long as possible, so that, you know, unfortunately that's the name of the game with a lot of this stuff out there. So I'm not saying everybody is that way, but you know, there are a big group of people that kind of leverage that. And unfortunately it doesn't need to be the case, and it freaks a lot of people out. So again, it doesn't need to be complicated to be effective. And then my fourth solution is exercise snacks. So I do these all day long, and it's in between calls. It's a 1 minute, 2 minute thing. And again, it doesn't have to be a super long routine in order for it to be effective. So in between a call, I'll hop on my pull-up bar and do a couple of elongations. I will do some walking lunges. I will do a couple of my, I'll do the big six real quick or something, just to give my body some input and make my brain happy, which helps me to be pain-free mostly. I mean, yes, I get aches and pains, but I am a mostly pain-free person living with scoliosis. I'm very, very grateful for that. And I attribute it to my steadfast commitment to daily movement, frequent movement. And that's what makes a big difference. So like, if you are doing an hour-long routine once a day, and then you sit for 8 hours in a row, that is not that's not as effective or beneficial for your body as a person who is doing 3-minute movements scattered all throughout the day in between, so that they're not sitting for longer than an hour at a time. They're getting up very frequently and doing movement frequently. That has a better overall cumulative effect than somebody doing 1 hour a day and then not doing any other movement the rest of the day. Okay, so I hope that you found this podcast helpful. I think it is really a sticking point for a lot of people to just get started, and it doesn't have to be a super long routine to be effective. It doesn't have to be a super complicated routine to be effective. Find some accountability, find a buddy, find a program, and schedule and commit to that 5 days a week, and let me know how it goes. Thank you for tuning in. You do not have to sit here and listen to me. You've chosen to listen in order to better yourself, and you should be proud of yourself for taking these 20 minutes out of your day to learn how to do that. I appreciate you, and if you can share this with somebody you love that has scoliosis, that would be wonderful. If you can rate and review, that is also helpful for other people to find my podcast. And that's all I got for today. Until next time, stay well and stay ahead of the curve.